Welcome back to this State of Opportunity special. I'm Cynthia Canty. Among the hundreds of stories produced by the State of Opportunity team was the story of a Hillsdale family, Amanda and Mike Hood, and their two young daughters. Their story put a spotlight on the challenges low-income families face in finding affordable child care in preschool. At the time of this 2013 report from Jennifer Guerra, the Hoods' oldest daughter, Emma, was 5, and little Gracie, 2.
Emma attends Head Start right now and is headed to kindergarten in the fall. 2-year-old Gracie qualifies for the free toddler program called Early Head Start, but there's a wait list.
I was not told how many kids were in the class. I didn't realize there's only like 8 that they accept. And so when they told me about it, they're like, well, she goes from 8 to 4 and, you know, everything's great. We'll do this and we'll do that, you know, and we'll call you.
But no call came. And after several months, Hood called up the agency herself and found out that Gracie did not get in. Hood was devastated. She cried when she heard the news. See, Hood had big plans for herself once her daughters were in school full time. She'd go back to college during the day, get a job, and bring in some much-needed money for her family. None of that is easy to do with a 2-year-old at your hip.
If Gracie would be able to go to Head Start, then I could have a lot of schooling done already, and I could be done sooner. So as soon as Emma hits kindergarten, she's there all day. I can start working, and then I can pay for Gracie to go to preschool. That's the problem, is we don't have the funds to get Gracie to go anywhere. And if we had them, then we could move on. It just annoys me that we want to do something with our lives, and we want to better ourselves, and we want to get ahead, but we don't have a way to.
That was in 2013. So let's see what the past 4 years have brought for the Hood family. Amanda Hood is here with us now. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you.
So just so we're all very clear about what was happening for you 4 years ago, your older daughter, Emma, required a lot of medical attention for a rare disease she was born with, and she qualified for preschool under Head Start, but then little Gracie didn't get in, and you couldn't get out to take the job and take classes. How did you really feel with all of that?
I was devastated. I wanted to do something with my life. I didn't want to just sit here and not be able to help my husband, you know, with the bills or anything like that. Or I wanted to be able to have an education, even though my daughter needed a lot of care.
So what happened for your family after Jen Guerra's story aired?
Well, they had called me a few weeks later and said that a gentleman had heard our story on Michigan radio and wanted to offer to pay for Gracie to go to daycare until she got into kindergarten so I could continue and get into my schooling more.
Wow, what was that moment like?
It was a life changer. I would like to, you know, be able to catch up with him again and let him know, you know, that he changed our lives by just that little bit to get us where we needed to go. And we are so appreciative. I don't think that we would probably be sitting here right now, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today if that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, what did that mean for you? What were you able to do?
Well, I was able to finish school. Actually, not finish school, but I was able to get into college, and I was able to take classes. Gracie was able to go to preschool through them times. I was able to take Emma to the doctors without having to take Gracie with me. Then by the time Gracie had gotten into kindergarten, I got to start taking school more seriously and take more classes. And actually, I just graduated last May.
Really? In what? What did you graduate in, and what are you doing?
Well, I got my associate's in applied science, and I also am a medical assistant. I also have my EKG certification. I'm certified in other areas in medical assisting. And I just opened my own business in October.
What's your business?
My business is called it's Extraordinary Solutions, and it is community living services. And we help people that need adjusting after coming home from the hospital, or if they need help with scheduling rehab or doctor's appointments. We do indoor-outdoor activities. We do seasonal yard work and house chores. We help them with grocery shopping, meal prep, a little handyman jobs. We're a companion. Just basically anything they need help with, we're there.
To stop and think that had you not had Gracie in preschool, you'd be so much further behind.
We would. And I don't know if I would have picked up and decided to finish school.
What did that time in preschool mean for Gracie once she got to kindergarten?
Well, Gracie got to learn social skills. and they got to play outside and do little projects. And I think it incorporated her and sharing and being a part of something instead of me not being able to really take the time to help her learn letters and do a bunch of stuff that, you know, parents usually do with their kids when they're stay-at-home moms. But it really made a difference in how she responded to others.
And how are they doing in school now? What grades are they in?
Gracie is in first grade, and she is going to be 7 in August. And Emma is 9, and she is in third grade. And Emma just recently actually had a diaphragm pacer surgery and is doing well. And then Gracie is, she's such a smart little girl. She is doing her math facts, and she is a very sharing and loving sister. She tries to help Emma with everything. Emma is also bright and moving forward.
Amanda, what do you think our state lawmakers need to know and understand about the daily realities of life for parents with young kids and not a lot of financial resources?
You get very frustrated and you try to do the best you can. And I think that these children need, you know, with what you get, even meals, let's say, you know, even going to Head Start, you know, these children get breakfast and lunch, which some parents that don't have the money to be able to go to work, to stay at home, they can't afford to feed their kids a lot of healthy meals or, you know, the education on healthy meals. That's another thing. If you don't have the funds to send your kid to school, then, you know, you also don't have the funds to buy what you need for, you know, nutrition and knowing the right health, you know, foods and, you know, the right diet for your children.
What do the next 5 years look like for your family?
Oh, well, I hope I grow with my business. I just want people to know that I want to pay it forward and that my daughters are both actually going to camp this year. Emma's going to event camp. Gracie's going to Camp Kimball. And they both get to have swimming lessons. So it's something that we could never do before. And I'm hoping over the next 5 years we can take a vacation with our kids that doesn't have to do with going to a conference for Emma syndrome. So to save up and be able to just take our kids on a vacation without having to do anything with medical, that would be awesome to see in the next 5 years, along with seeing more pre-K, you know, programs go up and, I don't know, just staying healthy and trying to help people.
Amanda Hood, we want to thank you so much for sharing your family's story with us, not only in 2013, but again with us today. Thank you so much, and best of luck with for the girls and for your husband and for your new business. We really want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.